return to practice tomorrow?
We'll see. I would think I'll take some reps. Actually, just coming from the quarterback meeting, we talked about some things that he needs to see. So, in a limited fashion, I'm more worried about the snowstorm, Bill. How about you?
I am too. Yeah, I've got something.
When are you guys leaving?
Tomorrow.
Driving.
Good luck.
We think we are. That's why we're still here.
How has Aaron's preparation been like, just because, you know, obviously he's got to do more in the classroom and that without being on the field?
It's been good. Been normal, except for practice. So we still have the same, you know, structure in meetings. There's been more pre-planning for the game earlier than normal, just because of the fact that, you know, he's not on the practice field and he's, you know, in the treatment and able to, you know, watch more tape, and there's more conversation going on there, you know, Thursday and Friday than you normally have, maybe Friday, Saturday, as far as how you feel the game's going to go.
How's Blake Martinez coming along?
Good. It feels good. Just everything's been real positive from, you know, his outlook. So practice tomorrow, and hopefully it comes through there clean, and, you know, hopefully he'll be available.
What did you think of what you saw from Brett Sunday and also through the practices this week?
Brett Hundley's really had, you know, he's had two good weeks of practice. He's been able to get a lot more reps than he normally does. So I thought he thrown the ball very well, particularly Wednesday. And I thought he threw the ball well outside in the practice we had, which is, you know, based on the weather report, the forecast. Yesterday's practice very similar to what we're expecting Sunday.
Your run defense obviously was really good to start the year. Where do you think it is now? I know you kind of had to do some things to stop the passing that's impacted.
I'm sorry, Bill. Can you start?
Your run defense. How do you
run defense?
Yeah, last several weeks.
You know, I know the numbers were last week. So, you know, you just more stay in tune with the specifics. I mean, there's some things we needed to clean up coming out of the Seattle game. But for the most part, I think we've been consistent there. We've had some games where, you know, we let some big runs out. But as far as the every day, you know, every play, run defense, I feel like we've had a good year there. We just got to keep the, you know, the big plays. We just got to cut those out. And, you know, let's be honest, they're going to run the ball Sunday. And, you know, that's obviously a focal point for us.
Hey Mike, LaTroy's made some plays for you in the run game. What kind of year do you think he's had?
You know, so far, clearly his best year as a Packer. I think... You know, just you know, staying healthy and playing week in and week out is the key for all your players, and I think LaTroy's, you know, very comfortable in what we're doing. You know, we're probably playing more in sub groups this year than we've had in the past, and that's been very beneficial for him and for our defense.
Mike, I know Randall Cobb obviously is a pretty sure guy when you guys got that number, but in what ways have you kind of seen him grow, you know, over these last 5 or 6 years?
Well, I think the key word is maturity. He's mature beyond his years when he arrived, and he is today. Just the way he goes about his business, you forget really how young he is, and he's just plays with such a, you know, not only the knowledge of the game, but the experience, awareness, and instincts of a, you know, 10, 12 year veteran. So, and he lives his life that way too. So. Very, very impressive young man.
Any update on James Starks?
James is still in the concussion protocol. He's making progress.
How are you doing? All right. Otherwise,
yes.
How about Nick Perry? Any chance that he could go for you tomorrow?
I don't know. He's in the rehab group today, so we'll see if he can venture out of that tomorrow, maybe on the practice field. But as of right now, I would say he's not scheduled to practice tomorrow.